The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson. In the headlines, Ministry of Finance says all core financial services are exempt from new VAT law. President Mahama calls for tolerance in body politic. CEO of Kolebu Teaching Hospital blames kidney diseases on excessive alcohol and hard drugs as Health Ministry adds 5 new vaccines against killer diseases among children. U.S. warns Russia of further sanctions if steps are not taken to de-escalate tension in Ukraine. And violent clashes between police and demonstrators in Brazil leaves one person dead. But first, a summary with Nadia Bliago.
The Ministry of Finance says all core financial services such as salaries, savings, loans, deposits and payments with checks are exempted from the new VAT law. The ministry said the new law will rather reduce cost of doing business and not the opposite, as being speculated in a section of the media. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Deputy Finance Minister, Cassiel Atuforsen, urged the public to ignore text messages from banks that direct them to pay VAT on their savings and loans. President John Mahama has asked Ghanaians to refrain from the politics of backbiting and forge ahead in unity, as was practiced by political forebearers. President Mahama made the remark when the family of Alhaji Roland Isifo Alhassan, an astute politician and prominent member of the NPP, called on him at the Flagstaff House to officially announce his death. The acting chief executive of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Reverend Albert Butchery, says the use of hard drugs and excessive alcohol are the major causes of kidney diseases. He says kidney dialysis is expensive and urges public to desist from things that make them prone to kidney diseases. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health has introduced 5 new vaccines to the existing 6 to protect children against killer diseases. The U.S. has warned of further sanctions on Russia if steps are not taken to de-escalate tensions in Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry issued the latest warning in a phone conversation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Ukraine's acting President Oleksandr Tekhonov had earlier ordered the relaunch of military operations against pro-Russian militants in eastern Ukraine after 2 Russians were brutally killed. And one person has been shot dead and another wounded in a violent protest between angry demonstrators and police in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. The conflict started after a dancer was mistaken for a drug trafficker and allegedly beaten by the police. The violence comes as Brazil prepares to host the World Cup in less than 2 months.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Finance and the Ghana Revenue Authority have refuted publications in the media that banks are to charge VAT on services including salaries and savings. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Deputy Finance Minister, Cassiel Atuforsen, insisted that salaries, savings, deposits, loans and payments with checks are all exempted from VAT. He asked the general public to ignore any text message from banks that direct them to pay VAT on their savings and loans.
Until recently, we used to give banks what you call blanket exemption, that everything that they do is exempted from the service. Now, we distinguish between the core and non-core. And the core typical one is that the bank perform intermediary services that include savings, deposit, like somebody's savings, intermediary services, whereby your salary is transferred through your bank. All of these are tax exempted. So it is not true that your salary will be VAT-able. Yeah, it is not true that your deposit that you do in the bank will be VAT-able. It's not true that your savings that you make in the bank will be VAT-able. The financial instrument that you do will be VAT-able. That is not the case. That is not the case at all. But the banks also perform other functions like consultancy services. The banks perform functions like accountancy services, actuary services, factoring services, okay, evaluation services. Like you decide to go to a bank to borrow, go for a loan. What the banks normally do is that they will ask you to go and engage a valuer to value your property. So if you engage a valuer outside the bank, the valuer will, before he signs his report and give it to you, he will charge you a fee, and that fee is vatable. Now the banks, what they are doing is that have a competent valuer within the establishment, so they provide the same service. So what we are asking ourselves is that what is the difference between the service the bank do today, evaluation service they do in-house, and evaluation service they do outside? Those are the ones that we are talking about. We are not talking about blanket exemption. No way. That is not what we are talking about.
Is it not the same Ghanaian who is also going to bear the cost for these VATs that is going to be charged by the various banks? Because if I go to the bank and I need a valuer and the bank gives me the valuer, at the end I am paying, and so the VAT will be charged on my fees.
Yes, let me say that if you engage the service of a valuer outside a bank, you pay for that. So what is the difference between the bank doing it in-house and then you are doing it outside? What's the difference? Certainly what we are talking about, and indeed what this will do is that if the bank performs that service, the bank will get an opportunity to offset their input VAT to the output VAT. So the impact is not 17%. In my calculation, the impact will be about 3%, but not on you and me, but on their corporate clients. And the corporate clients will also have an opportunity to net it off.
Is the ministry putting in place any mechanisms to ensure that the banks charge on fee-based and not on non-fee-based?
We are working with the umbrella body, the Ghana Bankers Association, GRA, and the Ministry of Finance. Will put up a team. The technical committee just finished their work, just seen their report today. It's indicative. We are looking at it. We will address it in due course and make sure that they will not charge.
Some banks have already sent notifications of the charge to their customers.
I am aware that Barclays Bank did that. I've engaged them. We've discussed with them. What they meant is not what has been, what the public has seen it. So they are going to clarify the position.
Deputy Minister of Finance Kasi Olatunfonsun talking to Gloria Anderson. Meanwhile, the Deputy Commissioner in charge of policy at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Ni Ayi Aite, has been providing some education on the new VAT Law Act 870. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
VAT has been extended to the financial service sector, and to the extent that financial service provided by registered persons, and there's a charge to explain that service will be taxable and the tax will be on the charge. And using the bank draft example I've given you, if it is 60, 5 cities will be charged, 15-75% of 5 cities, off the top of my head, I guess will come to about 8 pesos or so. So possibly there will be 8 pesos as tax on the service that is being provided. However, let's bear in mind that before this law, this amendment, the banks were already paying VAT on their input to provide their service, and they weren't getting any credit for those ones. Now, when the bank becomes registered, the bank now qualifies to take input, what we call the input tax credit, to deduct the tax that they themselves will have paid on the inputs that are used in providing the service. It may be that the bank will then fall. I'm not saying that is what will happen. And if you look at provision of bank draft, instead of charging 5%, instead of charging only 5 cedis, given the fact that we cannot take input tax credit, we may increase that charge to say 5 cedis, 20 pesos, or 5 cedis, 50 pesos, or perhaps if we maintain the 5 cedis and make it inclusive of the tax. It all depends on how the bank that is costing. And the fundamental issue is that, using the example I've given, if the provision of bankers draft, which you may go to take for whatever value, attract a charge of 5 cedis, that becomes a taxable financial service, and the tax will be on that charge which is imposed, and it will be 7.5% of the charge. It will be paid by the customer, and if the customer is also a business person and that financial service is in furtherance of his business, could also qualify as input tax credit for that person. So secondly, the VAT has implications for the financial service sector, which was different from what had been previously.
So in a situation where financial institutions attempt to slap their 17.5% VAT on all transactions, what can an unsuspecting customer do?
First, I don't believe there any financial institution where this ought to do that. But to the extent that there is no charge on the service, like I'm giving examples, I'm aware that at least the bank I use doesn't charge anything for using the ATM. So there won't be any VAT for the services that are rendered when I use the ATM. So to the extent that there's no charge on the particular service that the bank is rendering, I don't believe any bank would impose a tax on it.
Deputy Commissioner in charge of policy at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Ni Ayi Aite. President John Dramani Mahama has called for a departure from the politics of vilification to that of brotherliness, as was practiced by the political forebears. He stated that during that era, politicians, in spite of where they belonged, were good allies and worked towards a common goal of national development. President Mahama made the observation when the family of Alhaji Roland Isifu Alhassan, an astute politician, lawyer and diplomat, called on him at Flagstaff House to officially announce his death. Alhaji Roland Al-Hassan was buried last week according to Islamic tradition. He was a prominent member of the New Patriotic Party, NPP. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
Modern day politics has been characterized by mudslinging and hate speech, a practice President Mahama takes strong exception to. He could not avoid making that point again when he paid tribute to Alhaji Roland Isifo Alhassan, who belonged to that crop of politicians who pursued their career in civility.
Those of us following in their footsteps should learn that even though they might have shared different political ideologies, they treated each other with respect. It was very different from the current political environment that we have, where if you belong to different political parties, then you consider yourself enemies or opponents and treat each other with disrespect and insults. I guess that if we emulate what our fathers did, politics of this country will be more decent and dignified than we currently have.
Alhaji Roland Isifo Alhassan was a member of parliament in Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's regime in 1964. He was a founding member of the NPP and was selected as vice presidential candidate by the late Professor Edu Bahin. Under the leadership of former President John Ejekum Kufuor, Alhaji Alhassan was appointed as Ghana's ambassador to Germany from 2001 to 2006. He since remained active in politics and was appointed as regional campaign chairman in the North for the 2008 elections, as well as chairman of the Council of Elders in the Northern Region. According to the head of the delegation, Lieutenant General Joshua Amidu, Alhaji Roland Isifo Alhassan was passionate about many things, particularly the unity of the Dagoma state. Alhaji Roland Alhassan was duly recognized for his hard work, honesty and contribution to national development and was awarded with the Order of the Volta in 2007 by former President John Ejekum Kufuor. He is the first citizen of the North to acquire a degree and a law profession. Alhaji Roland Alhassan left behind a wife and six children.
That was Pascaline Adadevo's report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Ministry of Finance says all core financial services are exempt from new VAT law. President Mahama calls for tolerance in body politic. CEO of Kolebu Teaching Hospital blames kidney diseases on excessive alcohol and hard drugs as health ministry adds five new vaccines against killer diseases among children. U.S. warns Russia of further sanctions if steps are not taken to de-escalate tension in Ukraine. And violent clashes between police and demonstrators in Brazil leaves one person dead. Please stay with us.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Welcome back. The acting chief executive of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Reverend Albert Butri, has advised the public to desist from activities that will affect their kidneys. He said the cost of kidney dialysis is expensive, making the disease difficult for some patients to treat. He attributed excessive drinking and intake of hard drugs as the major cause of kidney diseases. Reverend Butri disclosed this in Accra when the Ghana Revenue Authority donated 10,000 Ghana cedis to the renal unit of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital. Priscilla Pia and Sylvia Jakasu have more.
Currently, there are about 180 patients on dialysis who pay huge amounts of money to be treated. The acting CEO of Kolebu, Reverend Albert Butri, said, aside from the expensive treatment, it is difficult to get a willing and healthy donor for a transplant. He said, Kolebu is one of the best hospitals in West Africa treating renal diseases.
You can just judge the magnitude of money that we have to spend on all these people to get a transplant. It's a difficult thing because you have to get a healthy person who is ready to donate the kidney before you can even think of doing the heart transplant. It's a difficult process. So we have to embark on education to ensure that people take good care of themselves in terms of preventive measures. We also want to use the opportunity and to let the public know that in having to view finding yourself to be a victim, you don't have to go outside the country and spend whooping sums of $100,000, $200,000. Kolebu is able to do it now. We have professionals and we have the facilities to do that.
The Assistant Commissioner, Communication and Public Affairs at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Anianipa, said GRA recognizes efforts by the renal unit in carrying out routine medical checkups for the public. She said the GRA's support is aimed at strengthening the relationship between the two organizations.
Our staff have benefited a lot, even to the extent that one of our staff has had a successful kidney transplant last year. Quite a number of them have been visiting the unit for various treatments. These donations are contributions from the staff of GRE. And when we put together all this, we did not think about any other place than the renal unit.
The head of department at the Kolebu Renal Unit, Dr. Charlotte Osafo, thanked the GRE for their donation and called on both public, private organizations and individuals to adopt young kidney patients and finance their treatment.
That was Priscilla Pia and Sylvia Jackson's report. The Ministry of Health is leaving no stone unturned to achieve MDG Goal 4 on infant mortality. In view of this, 5 new vaccines have been added to the already known 6 vaccines that protect children against killer diseases. The new vaccines are TB, pneumonia, diarrhea, malnutrition, and rubella. The director of the Expanded Program on Immunization, EPI, Dr. George Bonsu, disclosed this at a news briefing in Accra yesterday to commemorate the African Vaccination Week and the 10th anniversary of child health promotion. The Ghana Registered Nurses Association has condemned the assault of a community health nurse at Kajelo in the Katsina Nankana West District of the Upper East Region. The female nurse was assaulted by a male patient for refusing to give him more drugs. A statement signed by the regional chairman of the Ghana Registered Nurses Association, Akologo Samuel Alakora, said the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service have a standard treatment guidelines that are to be followed by every health professional. The guidelines, the statement explained, are to stop irrational drug prescription and symptomatic treatment. It said diseases are therefore cured through their cause and not their symptoms and signs. The statement continued that the number of drugs one gets is neither determined by the nurse nor the patient, but by the condition. The association has therefore called on all nurses to remain calm whilst waiting for the outcome of the case, which has been reported to the police. It assured health workers who discharge their duties within the confines of the law of their safety. The Ghana Registered Nurses Association commended the Ghana Health Service and Police Service for their swift response to the case. On the international front, the UN Secretary of State John Kerry has warned of further sanctions on Russia if it does not de-escalate tensions in Ukraine. In a phone call with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Mr. Kerry expressed deep concern over what he described as a lack of positive Russian steps. Russia blames Kiev's leaders for the collapse of last week's Geneva Accord. Ukraine's acting president, Oleksandr Turchynov, earlier ordered the relaunch of military operations against pro-Russian militants in the east of the country. It came as President Turchynov said 2 men, including local politician Vladimir Rybak, had been found dead after being brutally tortured. And violent protests have broken out in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro following the death of a young man allegedly beaten by police. Main streets through the Tuareg area of Copacabana were closed as angry demonstrators from a nearby favela set barricades of tires alight. The unrest started after a dancer was killed by police who reportedly mistook him for a drug trafficker. It comes less than 2 months before Brazil hosts the World Cup. One man was shot dead during the violence last night, while a 12-year-old boy was wounded. And now to end the news, the main points again. The Ministry of Finance says all core financial services are exempt from new VAT law. President Mahama has called for tolerance in body politics. CEO of Kolebu Teaching Hospital blames kidney diseases on excessive alcohol and hard drugs as health ministry adds 5 new vaccines against killer diseases among children. And violent clashes between police and demonstrators in Brazil has left 1 person dead. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson in Accra.